asked him when he gets here if he had anything, but I don't have anything.
I don't have anything.
All right, no public comment. We'll wait to discuss the, if you want, you're good with holding on until he gets here. I guess we might have to. So I'll go on to the new business, the, what's this, PACIF grant application for security equipment, is that for the cameras that you guys were doing?
Yes.
Do we need executive session for that?
Yes, because it involves looking at the layout of the locations.
Okay.
And.
We'll wait for that then too.
Okay.
I guess we probably should wait for most of this part here. And then we can discuss the local, how about the local hazard mitigation plan draft comments received?
Okay.
Thank you, Doug. Did you got the floor?
Okay, so the latest draft has been distributed to the planning team, the board and everyone got it by email. It's also on the planning commission page of the website for public review. We'll be incorporating the comments and feedback, and adding the, it doesn't have the table of contents or executive summary at the beginning, and it'll need to have that to finish it, then we make it available to neighboring towns. And then as soon as we can, we're gonna submit it to Vermont Emergency Management for the state review. They give us feedback, there's almost always something that needs to get changed before FEMA's gonna approve it, but so they'll give us feedback, we'll make revisions, and then it can be adopted pending FEMA approval, so it'll come back to the board for that. I was a little concerned about the deadline, it expires April 12th, and the state, they're hiring a new review, or a plan reviewer, she's seen it take as much as 3 months, but she said there's no penalty for plan expiration, so if anything came up, well, you know, if this is delayed, if anything comes up like a grant that's contingent upon it, we would just talk to her about it well in advance. But in the past, things have moved along more quickly. We just don't know when we give it to the state. As far as feedback, what we've gotten so far is there was a suggestion to put some data about the Lake Watershed Action Plan, because that work kind of addresses erosion and you know, mitigate runoff. The plan, you know, the goal of it is to protect lives and property and infrastructure, and highway projects are a big part of this, tracking improvements we've made and kind of prioritizing the next thing. The plan already has a bunch of resources in it that are supposed to help in these efforts, like the things the state has available online, Flood Ready Vermont, drainage infrastructure tool that we can, you know, look at areas of town, see where the flood risks are, figure out where like culverts need to be upgraded, that kind of thing. So my suggestion is that the LWOP can be, I mean, it kind of fits as one of those tools because they did some stream assessment, they did some, you know, pointing out risk areas, pointing out places where culverts could be upsized. So basically, all of these things are in the plan so that when the town wants to take action, you can look at all of it. So that would be my best suggestion about how to work it in. So if that's good, that's what we'll do. It doesn't commit the town to anything. It basically just inventories the resources, so.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
So.
And they said this is gonna be finalized by April?
April 12th is when the current one expires. But we will have, I think it'll be submitted to FEMA for review before that, at which point we have an updated progress,
yeah.
You know.
Yep.
And if, I don't know if anyone else has other feedback or have heard anything, we can noted at this time, otherwise we're good for now.
I have not heard anything. I did, we could go back up and, so do you need a motion on that, or?
Nope, just,
yeah.
No, just an update, and basically every select board meeting is an opportunity for public input, and so we,
yep.
We note it, we document it, and then we move on.
All right, I've skipped over the minutes. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion.
2000, February 2nd, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, ayes have it. And any other old business, other than what's already listed above that we're waiting, we're just waiting for Tim to get here for? Approve the bills and orders. Announcement, town school district meeting is at 10, March 3rd, everybody can be there?
Yep.
The bell's on.
Yeah, the room is pretty much set up.
Oh, really? They got it set up already?
Yeah.
The custodian usually does all the chairs, you know, because it's school break.
Yeah.
Our stuff over and so.
There you go. I've done that before. We just skipped over a couple of stuff. We got some housekeeping stuff done anyway, so she just gave us the hazard mitigation plan.
Come here, remind me.
One more thing since we're talking about town meeting. John Kellogg is going to open the meeting because he's elected from last year. But Jean Wilson is back in town. She's ready to moderate, and so they will be looking for someone to nominate Jean Wilson, and he'll happily hand over the gavel. And because he studied up on the Roberts rules for last year, basically she has someone. If any questions come up, they can confirm with each other.
So
it's kind of a tag team.
Yeah. Okay. That's good to hear. All right, and then let's see, we already approved the minutes. Okay, so we'll go back to the road report. Brings this to you there, Mr. Wendell.
Okay, what do you want first?
Just get your overall road report first, then we can go into the class four after.
Okay, we've been pushing snow back, getting culverts open for the warm weather that's coming. Took care of the building that was falling under the road over on Museum Drive.
Yep.
I did it with as less damage as I could, but.
Yeah, they didn't seem to.
Right.
Yeah, we had to go down and look at that. There was a building falling into the road just by the Historical Society there. And Tim went down and see the people living there, and they were more than happy to just have us push it out of the way, so that's good.
So other than that, that's pretty much all I got for you on that, but.
All right, class four road discussions, kind of been an ongoing discussion we have every year on what we should do with some of these roads.
Okay.
What's your recommendation?
So, I talked to Justin Taff, and the reason why I'm telling you this is that we have X amount of dollars budgeted for class four roads. And I think the road that is in the worst shape for a class four road is Town Farm Road. I just can't see going up there and spending all that money without cutting some of the trees out of there. Because, I mean, it needs to have a ditch on each side of it.
Yep.
And I talked to Justin, and he's thinking approximately $200 an hour for his shear to come up and cut the trees and drop them. Right? I mean, it's way too much work for three guys.
Yeah. So a lot of the trees are starting to fall over into the road. About 10 years ago, Terry, do you remember last time, or maybe Colleen, do you remember last time we cut the Town Farm? Was it like 10 years ago when I think it was Justin that cut it? I talked to him the other day. I had seen him at the store, and I asked him about, you know, that road and what he thought should be done to it, because he logged the Town Farm for us, and he actually put the road in that goes over to Town Farm off from Town Farm.
And you could also remember that he's a state forestry guy too.
And he said 10 years ago when he cut that, he recommended cutting the road all the way up through then. And
it's gonna be way more than 10.
yeah, however long ago it was, and instead they decided to dig the ditches, and we did is undermine the trees, and now the trees are falling into the road. They're gonna go up through there, they're not all of them, but a lot of them are, and so the theory is that you ever seen a slasher, you know, that's got the claw that picks them up, so he can drive up the road, and he can actually cut these trees down up on the bank, and then what would be the idea, take all that, take all the ditches and put the material in the road.
Correct.
And then surface it with some...
with some tailings. I probably have 3,500 yards of tailings down in the pit that I would throw. I don't know if it would take it all. I can't tell you how much it would take, but I have it there. And I'd also like to build out, I'd like to fill that ditch in a little bit that's going up on the left.
I don't know if just dropping the trees right there is going to work, though.
So what do we do with them?
I don't know. That's a lot of wood. I mean, I wonder if any of the property owners right there want them.
That's the thing. I mean, because realistically, I mean, you can give it to Justin.
Maybe that's part of the job, whatever.
But right.
I'm just saying, if we go up through there and cut all the trees and just lay them on the ground, they're 30 feet out into everybody's fields, and they see you later, they're going
Problem is, there's no field there.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to want all the trees just laid down right there, and then I think you'd pull wood out. I mean, there's some big trees we're talking about.
You're right? Talking really some monsters.
These ain't just...
No, and I guess what I'm trying to say is that you're not talking 10 trees.
I know.
You're talking 40 trees, 50 trees, 60 trees.
Have you ever been up that road?
There's got to be some trees in there where he can't even grab them without.
Have you been up that road?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the way he suggested it to me is he'd have to cut the tops of them down and then cut the bottoms. So he'd have to make two cuts on each tree pretty much.
You can't just push them over?
Take what?
Them stump out with an excavator?
Hell no. Not with ours.
Great, we're gonna buy another escalator to do this project. No.
You'd need an awful big one to do it.
Did he give a ballpark or estimate on, I mean, $200 an hour, but
no, he's
total project?
By the hour.
Yeah, well, we have to try to put some sort of number on this project, more than just cutting the wood.
I understand. But what I would like to do, okay, this is what my opinion was when I talked to him, all I was doing was putting feelers out there. It weren't nothing that was written in stone or anything like that. I was thinking that if you cut the trees 1 year, because we have X amount of dollars that we put into the Class 4 roads, right? So if we cut the trees 1 year and we use it over there, the following year we go up and we spend some time up there and ditch it.
How far does that road go? Does it go all the way to our property line?
Yep.
Class 4 all the way to the property line?
It goes all the way up past the A-frame camp.
Perkins's?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, what's Steve's last name?
Perkins.
Yeah, Steve Perkins, yeah. That'd be it, yeah.
And then it turns into Legal Trail and that's more.
Right. And I knew that we had talked in the past about putting money into these Class 4 roads. Now, this is something that we got to take into consideration, okay? So whenever we get a big storm, and it's already happened to you guys twice, that road comes down and it takes out Hudson Road, and it takes out School Road.
It goes right down School Road.
That's right. So what I'd like to do is when we do this and we get the ditches all in place up there, I'd like to change the culvert on Hudson Road and make it a 4-foot culvert.
Oh, at the bottom, you mean?
Yep.
So the water can cross.
It's going to give us a fighting chance. And I think that all goes back to what Colleen was saying about the mitigation, okay? I mean, we all know every time that road blows out, it takes out both of them roads.
Has that culvert been identified as in anything that needs to be...
Not yet. But we did do the one by...
The Vaneys,
because that one needed to be upsized to a 4-footer. Where's all that water comes off of Town Farm Road?
Yeah.
You know, so that's why I say that
the one over by Devaney's.
Right.
Yeah. I'm looking at the map right here.
And that all comes from Town Farm Road. And if you think about this, okay, we had a lot of problems on Mount Bess with that last big storm too. You know, so is there any grant money for Class 4 roads? I don't know that. I don't have the answer to that question.
Colleen, do you know?
I think you, Better Roads is applicable to Class 4, but the...
One project, right?
Yeah. And it's never going to be as... I don't think it's ever going to be as competitive for actually getting the grant awarded as
right.
a Class 3 highway.
Or, yeah, yeah. How much land do we have up there? Does anybody know?
100 and some acres.
Do we know when we have to cut it again? I think there's like a management plan on it, right?
There is a management plan on it. I don't know.
On the Westmore acreage.
On the Westmore. I don't think we don't. Ours is not in current use.
No,
because we
don't
pay
tax ourselves.
Yeah, so we have.
You gotta be kidding me! We own a chunk of land, and the land that's in Westmore, because they tax us, is we put in current use so that we have to cut it in management plan. But our own land, we don't need to.
Yeah, so we have 50 acres in Westmore.
50 acres in Westmore, and how much in Charleston?
It's around 183, it says.
Oh, shit. Any idea when it was last cut? No.
I don't, not without.
Yeah.
We could look it up, though.
Yeah, we could.
Justin
would
know.
Well, he mentioned something about 10 years, but I think she's right.
Yeah,
I think it's longer than that.
Yeah.
I remember when he did it.
I know.
It was quite a project to get trucks up that road
yeah.
just to get in there. And that was kind of the discussion then. I remember even, like, locals were saying, like, you know, we don't land up here that has to be cut every so often. Like, we got to keep the road open. We got all these camps up here, and so we're not closing it unless we're going to get rid of that land.
Yeah, I don't know how much more. I know it's been more than 10, though. But we can find that out.
It doesn't say how long it is.
The plan's been updated since then, so.
Yes. And I don't know if the plan.
Well, last time we brought something up.
How long that road is, we traveled it. It was over a mile.
It's a ways up in there.
It's over a mile.
I'll say it over here a little bit. I mean, where do you think the Skidoo Trail comes out?
Comes out right there by Perkins' camp.
I thought it was down a little bit.
1.8 miles.
There you go.
Because, but it goes even further.
Why does it say that there's the bottom of it's hot? No, wait, sorry. Yeah, 1.8 miles.
Yeah.
That's
and it actually, on this map, it looks like it turns to legal trail right before the line. I didn't get that.
Anyway, can we try to put a number on? I mean, we're going to have to.
I can. Just. So I don't.
How many property owners are that touch that road? Do we know?
I think there's four.
Well, so there's four people to ask about the wood.
Just trying to think. So it looks like Grace owns property on one side.
Vanessa,
yeah,
I think,
yeah,
at the bottom.
Okay. And then you have Annex has some property touching. Rod Davis does.
Jazz Bowen.
Yeah. And then the town looks like our chunk. And you keep going up past where we own. And then you have Garen Phillips.
Oh, yeah, there's probably four or five people
Glenn
below our road.
Peterson.
And
then it keeps
that.
Going from there.
Right, yeah, Perkins. And
exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think probably, I don't know what you guys think about it. My thought is try to put a number on it and then
let's figure out a price.
We're going to have to discuss a little bit here, I guess, see if we get any feedback from the town. If we want to decide. I think it's a good project to look at, but it sounds expensive. Mm-hmm. But maybe we look at doing the bottom, you know, the biggest problem, right? The bottom part of the hill. You know, or do up to that road there where the logging, where he goes into the cut our property. You know, where the Skidoo Trail turns left.
That's where our property starts?
That's where he built the road to get to our property, from what I understand. That's why that road's there. He put that in. And you can get trucks out of it better than you can to get up the road to get to it. But, you know, if I put a number on the whole thing, but, you know, there's a lot of parts up through there that aren't really a washout problem right across them flats and stuff.
Well, it's all a washout problem because you've got no ditches. You have no ditches.
Yeah, I know, but like
down the road.
On some of them places where it's like flat across the
thing. Yeah, but that's the problem though, is it's running down the road. See, and what you guys are not thinking about is that the guy who lives on top of Bowen Hill,
yeah,
he went up there year before last, and he cut all his wood off. And he made a great big landing down there.
Oh,
by
yeah, didn't he? Because he fixed it though when he was done, right? He dragged a bunch of stuff down the road or something, didn't he?
No, that's still there.
What do you mean?
All them rocks are still there that he made for that entrance to get into that field. And it's like 60 feet wide. So that means all that field from top of Bowen Hill that he owns up there is coming all down to us. So see, now you have skidder roads down through there. It's following the tracks. You know, and that's what the problem is that, so you have the issue with him, and you also have the issue with Linwood. Because Linwood took that whole field that you can see from the road, from the Hudson Road, on the right-hand side between Bowen Hill and Town Farm Road, and he ditched the whole top of that, and it all comes to the Town Farm Road. Tim's seen it.
Yeah.
That ditch is 6 feet wide by 4 foot deep.
Yeah, there's a lot we can do when somebody does that Miller property.
No, and I mean that's the whole length of that field.
Yeah, we got to figure out how to cross the road with it, but we got to do.
Yes. And
so, let's. You want to see if you can have him put an estimate on how many hours he thinks it takes?
He told me. I tried, what I did the last time I talked to him, I asked him if he could come up there mud season when he was slow and look at it.
I mean, we probably all should go up.
Yeah. And put a number on.
The weather breaks and, you know, when you drive up through there, probably during spring season's a good time to go up. You can probably see the most of the impact that's going on, you know.
The other thing is, too, is that you got to remember, we can't even, I'll be honest with you, we're going to have a really hard time lifting bodies up to spread stuff. With them trees there.
I don't think you're getting a grader up through there.
We already have.
Really? You didn't hit nothing?
Didn't hit nothing.
What the hell did you go up through there for? The new one?
No. The old one.
The old one.
So, what, are you going to get that one back to do that road?
No, the new one will do it.
That's not the one I'm talking about.
I'll be surprised you can get all the way up that road to that new one.
I'm telling you right now, I can't.
Really? You don't think you hit them trees that are laying across the road?
No. All right. But I'm telling you right now, the body's going to hit them.
When you're dumping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just, you can't do it. You have to be able to put the ditches there. You have to.
Yeah, yeah, no, I agree with you. So let's see if we can put a number on it. Anybody think that's a good idea?
Yep.
So can I wait? I don't really want to put a number on it till mud season, though. Is that
well,
okay?
No, we'll start planning. And I mean, it ain't nothing. It's something that we're thinking about. And if anybody that has land up there and followed the meetings and they got any input, they can come talk to us. But I think that something has to be done to that road. It's just, I mean, I've been, on the since I've been on the board, I've been saying that there's something wrong with that road and we're gonna put a bunch of money into it, but it's tough to, you know, put $100,000 into a road like that too, so. You
know, well, no, but that's why I'm saying if we do most of it in-house, okay, except for of cutting the wood, we can do the rest of it in-house.
Yeah.
It just might not be done in 1 year.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it might be a 3-year project or a 4-year project, but guess what? It'll get done.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. So, like, well, yeah, we'll look at what it costs. Maybe we decide to do a portion of it, or I don't know. We'll see where it goes from here.
Okay.
So. Yeah, you got anything else?
Yeah, so moving on.
What about Crow Hill?
So. Should we do Crow Hill at the same time that we have him hired in?
Cut the side of it.
Same. Talking about the culverts.
Yeah, because you're supposed to do a culvert on Crow Hill.
Yeah, I'm supposed to do 3 of them. I got those, though.
You gotta steer them.
I was just going to do them and not even worry about it.
No, we have to track class 4 projects.
Yeah,
okay.
We're supposed to keep track of your time, material.
Well, you got 3 old culverts going in that class 4 road.
So you have to go track that time and get that to the ladies?
Yes, I'll track that
Thank
time.
Thank you, Sarah. But that road probably should be looked at too, but
yes.
So like, you know, I'm
tree impact.
I'm just, this is sounding like a fairly expensive project, so we might have to look at how we do this. Maybe we, as we're looking at it, maybe we should talk to B-Train and see if they have any grants, maybe Magog Watershed Association's got
that's a good one for that.
Yeah, I agree.
It really is.
Say, hey, we'll sure they would be interested in the project because it runs straight by the river and it had like all that silt, you know, they're aware of it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
Okay.
Okay, so then moving on, you a couple meetings ago you said something about a new truck. A new pickup.
Who said that?
You did. Do any of the girls remember this?
Can we go to the minutes? Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Pickup replacement, I think, has been raised.
Yeah.
So anyway, we had to end up putting $800 into the till.
Why do you have an alarm set right now? Oh, that's your ringer? Oh, Jesus.
So anyway, I went and checked.
Wakes him up.
All I did is I just drove through. I drove through for. Oh
my God. Can we silent it for you?
Try it. Okay, so I drove through Ford dealership. The cheapest truck that I found there was for $73,000. Okay. But that's not talking to them or anything. That's a $3,500 extended cab.
With no body on it.
No, with a body on it.
Dumb body?
No, pickup body. Okay, and then Dodge was $87,000. And Chevy was $75,000. Okay? So I got you guys some prices there. I mean, I...
So 100 grand.
I guess.
We got the plow on it.
Right. So...
Sander in the back of it.
Moving on from that, Westmore Pit.
It has the surveying coming.
I haven't heard.
I mean, snow's a little deep, I'm sure. It's probably a little challenging.
I think you are the one he checked in with last, but that was a while ago.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard nothing from him.
Because they've started, though, right? You said, or they were starting.
They haven't told me they started.
I mean, I've never done it before, but I'm sure it's probably a little challenging right now to...
I could imagine.
I would say.
To blaze a trail through the woods, but...
Yeah, he said he checked in with you. What did he say when he checked in with you?
I haven't got it.
Like, it was a while ago, though. Like, weeks ago. No.
I'm pretty good at remembering that.
Yeah,
and I don't know. I haven't. If he did, he left something on the answer machine, and I never got it. But
you want to reach out to him? See how
I can do that. Reach out to him
or see what his timeline is.
Yeah. So reach out. Okay. So my question is this: I talked to Jason LaFave, and because we're gonna need somebody to strip it.
Strip the overburden.
Right.
Yep.
And I want to know you guys' opinion on that.
You're an excavator, aren't you?
Yeah, but it's a toy compared to what needs to be done.
So,
especially if you're talking.
Did he give you an hourly rate or anything?
No, not really, because I weren't really on it with him about it, you know? But what I was thinking, this is what my little brain was thinking, is I was thinking that in the spring when he's slow during mud season, we walk him down into that pit and we have him start stripping it.
Have you talked to anybody about crushing yet? No?
No.
Just wanted to, whoever crushes can't, won't strip it? No?
Well, they can, but they're a lot more money than Jason's going to be. Jason does a lot of work for the town, so he treats us pretty well.
We don't really know how much we got to strip right till we get the lines.
Till we get that in. Right. Well, I know that we got at least from the road that runs on the top up there. You know, and and what I'm trying to say is that we could probably get another 10,000 yards out of there pretty easy this summer.
Closer to the road, you mean?
Taking it from the bank. You know, the road that runs up on the top of. Between the other pit and ours.
Oh, out towards like where we first
out into the point, yes. Where it narrows up out there.
Yep.
Okay, so that whole bank right there, we need to strip the trees off that.
Mm-hmm.
And we just don't have the excavator enough to strip all the trees off of it. I mean, I can do some, don't get me wrong.
Was his plan just push it into a pile or something? Or you don't know?
Well, I was going to bring our excavator and the loader over there. Down on the bottom while pushing up into a pile so that when we get ready to cover the pit, we have stuff to cover the pit with. You know, there's no reason to do anything foolish with that.
Trees. What are you going to do with the trees?
Well, the trees will just stack them up in the pit for now. We have plenty of room. But it's just a matter of, you know, I just want to put it out there that we're going to need some money to do that if we're going to keep taking it out of the bank.
Yeah, but no, we kind of discussed some of the excess money for extra gravel, right? Like, so, I mean, we didn't budget money, a lot of bigger money for it. We were planning on using some of this other money, so that can all be part of that, right? But
right,
I'd also like to wait and see till the lines are blazed, in my opinion, see what it looks like right there, and does it make sense? Is there easier or cheaper gravel to get to, or, you know what I mean? But I think we got to strip that off, but to your point, we could be like, hey, when you get a chance, go over there and strip. Instead of like, hey, this is going to be done by June, so we can
start crushing. All I know is that they can't come back in and pull out of the bank until we strip.
From where they were.
And I know from last year's budget, it was $6.75 a yard versus $3 more to pull it out of the ground. And it don't make no sense to keep pulling it out of the ground where we are. We need to go to that far point and pull from there.
But you were going to talk to somebody about, or a couple of guys, getting prices from a couple of guys on crushing, but like higher volumes, right? See if they give us a better rate, like say, hey,
yes. I haven't had them.
All right, well, yeah, I think, so we need to be aware that we have to strip that overburden. There'll be an added cost on top of the crushing yard per yard. And right. I think that was kind of part of the why they stopped going back that way, because it was cheaper up front at the time to, well, Jay McDonald gave us a price that they never really followed through with on, but it was cheaper to do that than to do the overburden.
Well, my plan was this winter to get in there and do it, but of course with the winter we've had, I haven't had the time to do it.
I mean, any idea, are we talking an acre, 5 acres, you know what I mean?
I would say that it's probably at least 3.
Of overburden.
Yeah. I mean, there's not a bunch of overburden on it, but there's a bunch of trees on it, which the stumps are what's going to take the time.
Yeah.
And I don't hold me to this, but I think he's $120 an hour. Is that correct? Is that what Jason usually is an hour for his excavator?
Yeah, we can look at that later.
But I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
And I mean, if Jason goes up there if he's there for 3 days, he'd have it done.
Okay, well, let's check on the survey and wait for the weather to break, and we'll probably have to go over there again and look at it once they got it blazed, so we can kind of visualize.
Right.
We could kind of tell when we were over there, and that was it.
Yeah, pretty close.
And they had that app on the phone there. You could kind of tell where the lines were and how much further it was back. But
like right now, I haven't got it plowed out or nothing, and I just, the only reason why I'm even mentioning it is because I wanted to put it out there to you guys to, so you're not in the dark on it. And that's all I got.
That's it on that. Anybody have any questions for Wendell?
Nope.
Review any highway applications? Do we have any that come in?
I mean, I've been sending them to you.
Do we have anything we need to go into executive session to look at? No, I didn't see
anything.
You guys? No.
The last applicant, did you look at it?
Yeah, and I just remember it wasn't.
I did look at them all that I've been getting.
Okay.
Indeed, posting, I think, has now become invisible. And the newspaper ads have run out to, I don't know.
What was it? What did we have it posted at? Was it 25?
23 to 26. Yeah. We don't run a rate in the papers, but I don't know if you want to run it again. Do you want more detail in the ad? Does it make a difference?
Maybe it'd be helpful to have all our benefits in there.
We list
some of that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, we could be more specific about it, because we do list what's there, but not necessarily like the level of coverage or
right.
But it's all blue.
How are you
cross
doing
health
with
insurance, disability,
getting through
vision.
It right now?
Well, trying to get through it is just come this summer. It's not going to work.
Have you talked to Fred? Is he coming back?
He says he is, but with Fred, it still isn't going to work with just three of us.
10-4.
And it's also costing you, you know, we're four and a half hours to plow the town versus 3 hours to plow the town.
Yep.
And then when you get a big storm, it's even worse. You know, so.
I don't know what the weather was doing.
You got a CDL?
I do not.
He does.
I do.
What are you doing in your spare time?
Not driving a truck.
Plowing.
Somebody quit snowmobiling so much.
Yeah, I ain't going to have it either.
And I could send everybody the ads we've been placing and see if you think something additional could be more motivating for people.
Don't they have
a thing on Indeed that shows like the average job post, like when you're posting, it says what the average wage is for that or something. Somebody's pulled reports for me on that. I can't remember what it was recently, but
I don't know the answer to that.
Right. So we just raise it up a little bit. Raise it a little bit so it looks a little better.
Yeah. Do we want to?
What is it now? But they're
23 to 26. I guess I can create a new.
Do you have that applicant here?
Yes.
Can I get a motion to go into executive session and review that applicant?
Second.